I was dismayed to receive a letter from the Deputy Secretary General. I was so dismayed and disappointed. The ANC is acting in an unfair measure. If we have committed any crime, because I can tell you, I have not committed any crime. I'm being charged with oversight. What is that? Negligence? Is there any such charge in terms of the criminal law? And I know they know that this one is not the case they are going to win.
And as he takes the matter to court this morning, Ace Magashule wants his suspension to be declared unlawful, invalid and unconstitutional. He's also challenging the rule that was used to temporarily suspend him, saying it was not consistent with both the ANC and the country's constitution, something that his deputy Jesse Duarte has rejected.
The constitution of the ANC does not offend in any part, any portion of the constitution of the Republic of South Africa. You join the ANC voluntarily and you take an oath to abide by its constitution and the rules that are contained therein. And we need to enable organizations like ourselves to be able to survive with rules. You join voluntarily. And when you join voluntarily, you take the responsibility for what is in that constitution. We believe that if you are a leader in the ANC, then the onus is really on you to do the right thing. Simple as that.
Duarte also said it is unprecedented that a senior party member like Magashule will refuse to abide by the party rules, insisting he's not the first senior party leader to be asked to step aside to save the ANC from embarrassment.
Let me remember the people who've stepped aside voluntarily and who they are. Sbu Ndebele, ambassador to Australia, was accused of some tender issue, stepped aside from the NEC immediately, came home from Australia on his own, didn't have to be asked. When the trial was over and his name was cleared, he went back to Durko and said, "Can I get my job back?" And they gave him his job back. Paulo Jordan, whose history in the ANC is second to none. He was accused of something. He chose not to embarrass the ANC. He stepped aside. There's Mdu Manana. He stepped aside as a deputy minister. So it is unprecedented for a senior leader of the ANC not to want to protect the organization in terms of Rule 2570 and accept the organization's discipline in this regard.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa is also surprised that a high-ranking official like Magashule could take his party to court.
For a Secretary General to decide to take his own organization to court and to question the constitutionality of the very constitution that he's been implementing and adhering to is a big surprise. This is unprecedented, but we will obviously need to go through that. The matter is now sub judice and we must let the process run its full course.
But Magashule is also pointing the finger at his president. In his court papers, he also wants the court to affirm a suspension letter that he issued to President Ramaphosa over the 2017 resolution based on allegations that he bought his way to power in the governing party. Ace Magashule was ordered to step down by the party's National Executive Committee at the end of March after the Integrity Commission's recommendation in December. But he was only suspended after failing to do so within the 30-day deadline. I am Tebu Mokobo in Johannesburg.